Bitch, I'm fuck nigga free, broke nigga free. Nigga, play with your dick, not me. Oh God, I'm F-R-E-E, fuck nigga free. Fuck. That mean I ain't gotta worry about no fuck nigga cheap. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Y'all by hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friend.
Let's go.
I ain't gonna hold you. I know it's plenty of niggas that be bopping to that shit.
I do.
That's a good song. That's a good song.
That's a great song. I ain't gonna hold you. That's very catchy.
She did sing on that. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of her and all her homegirls. All of them.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Kennel Talk Podcast. Your boy Cadet, the Bow-Legged Assassin.
And your boy DJ Kid G.
Yeah, back with some more nonsense for you. We gonna keep this episode light because that last one, you know, we was teetering on talking shit and getting canceled, but yeah, we here.
Oh, man.
I ain't even say what I really wanted to say on that shit because I don't know who ends up listening to these motherfuckers. So, yeah, I still got a job. But yeah, man. So, today, we have a special guest. We ain't even go over, like, what you want to be called because a lot of times people do their aliases and shit.
You can call me Queen Vic. That's fine.
Queen Vic. All right, we got a special guest, Queen Vic, returning host.
Co-host.
Kid G, me boy. Butter be holding it down, nigga. Butter be holding it down, bro. You feel me? Shout out to Butter, man.
Of course. All right,
and also, you know, Kid G for show, my homie. Yeah, man. So, okay. So, Queen, I was talking to you earlier. And I was I was telling you I wanted to say this on the podcast, right? So a lot of times, me and my wife, we had these conversations because we be in people's close friends and shit like that. And we be talking. We be like, bro, these close friends be boring as shit sometimes. You feel me? Right?
Okay.
We be thinking like, we be like, okay, close friends need to be sexual. It'd be some nasty shit. But your shit is not that. But your shit, bro, I'm like, I be like, her shit is entertaining, bro. Like, her shit was funny as hell. Like, it's the type of shit that make you want to tune in, bro. Like, the shit with the date that you had, and then what you said, it was like a crackhead peeing behind you.
Yo, it was a lot happening. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yo, that's an interesting ass 24 hours. I ain't even gonna hold you, but that shit was definitely funny as hell.
I think it's the internet is a fun place, you know, they don't always gotta be serious.
Exactly.
Now that I'm not like working and I don't really have to worry about what's out there, I don't care. Like, can I curse on you?
For sure, nigga, you say whatever the fuck you want. If you want to say fuck that nigga, say that. If you want, listen, I want you to come here unfiltered because a lot of times,
well, I don't give a fuck no more. That's really what it is. I don't give a fuck. I don't answer to nobody, so I really don't give a fuck. So whatever's out there is out there, and it's cool. I don't care.
You seem very happy. That's really all that matters, man. Shit.
I'm here for it. I am so here for it. Yes.
Oh shit! I hate to dampen the mood, but R.I.P. to Takeoff. Shit.
That was sad.
That was sad, bro.
That's a different situation, man. Because I see it from both sides, but the main thing is, a man on that caliber, why are you rolling dice at 2:30 in the morning in the state that you're not from?
Niggas gonna be supposed niggas, man.
I'm not understanding.
What was it?
It's a lot of stories. So it was apparently an argument from the video I seen. It was an argument that was going on. What's his name? Quavo was like, man, let me get out of here before I hurt somebody. So he was trying to leave. And in the midst of him saying that, boom, shots let out. Apparently Takeoff gets hit accidentally by somebody that may be from the same camp. That shit is just fucking wild, bro. And it goes back to what I'm saying. Like, niggas just want to own a gun, but don't be knowing what the fuck they doing with that shit, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true. It's messy.
If you worth millions, man, niggas, the new flex need to be your security. Fuck these jewelry and all that shit. Nigga, what? Oh, you're right. Yo, I got that top notch.
I think sometimes when niggas get up there, they kind of forgot where they come from, you know, because they living in a whole different world than we are living in down here, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, this is how I used to run around and do this type of shit, but you don't have that type of weight no more once you move up, you know? Like, facts. Nobody's going to respect you. Nobody's going to care that you're a celebrity. Like, who cares?
There's in the street.
That don't matter. Like,
right. Niggas had haters when they was broke, let alone you got millions in your bank account. You
know? So, right.
Hello, hello. That's a fact.
Stay safe out there. Mm-hmm. That shit look like a gun in this nigga hand. What the fuck?
It does look like a gun.
Hello,
but
because
it looked like you see the ridges, right? I was like, hold on, what the fuck? I know, kid, you ain't got no damn scrap.
I used to. I got rid of them.
Yeah, you tripping? Never that. All right, so. Queen, I wanted to holler at you. I've been reached out to you about doing a podcast because I had noticed something one day. I think it's something you posted. It might have been in your close friend or something of the sort. I don't even remember, dog. But I was just like, "Oh no, nah, this girl funny as hell, dog." Like, it was.
I'm so glad that it's coming across as funny and not like deranged. So
it's funny. I know a few deranged people. It's not deranged. You having a good
time.
Good. You
feel me?
It's not no bitterness, nothing like that. Like, you just enjoying yourself, and that's how it should be. But are you still married?
No, I've been divorced since 2020.
Damn.
Yeah.
COVID. That's pre.
How long have you been married?
At the end of. So I was married for. Well, it would have been 7 years. Like, we were like 1 month away from our anniversary.
God damn,
so
you was married that long?
So we were together for 10, though. So, like, literally from the age... I met him on my 19th birthday, and we started dating, like, a year later. We broke up when I was 29. So, yeah, like, 10 full years. That's a long-ass time.
Damn, wow. Man, I know that kind of opens up another can of questions, but I'm going to leave that for later. Hopefully, I remember by the end of this cup. All right, so who are you? That's the first question. Who are you? Tell me a little bit about yourself. For the people that don't know, our correlation is we went to the same high school.
That's a hard question. That's a hard question.
Vague. Like, we went to high school. That's how we know each other. We went to Olympia High School.
That is how we know each other. We went to high school together. I am Victoria. I guess that's my real name is Victoria. That's fine. I live abroad most of the time. I am presently living abroad. I'm currently in DR. This is my fifth country. In the last
lit,
7 years ish, something like that. And yeah, so I've been here for like a month.
Okay. Do you miss America?
So do you just live abroad, just to live abroad? Or you go to different countries or?
So I was a teacher before, and that's how I was moving from country to country. So I started off living in Thailand, and then from Thailand, I went to Kuwait. From Kuwait, I spent 3 years in
Kuwait.
Egypt. And then, yeah.
Oh, shit. I knew you know the military out there. Them niggas is deep.
Yeah. But I wasn't really with the military niggas out there, to keep it a buck. Like, that was so far removed from my life. Like, I was like a local there for real. And I spent 3 years in Egypt. After Egypt, I went to Mauritania. I went back to the States for like the last 8 months, and then I've been here for a month. Okay. So
that's nice. Fuck. Do you miss the States?
No. When I'm not home, no. When I'm not home, no. Like,
I ain't mad at it. You dealing with a bunch of travelers in this podcast today, so I don't know how butter feels.
You can do abroad too. You can all do it too. I promise.
See the way me and Butter's job set up. Shit.
Yeah.
It's possible, but it's not impossible. But
it's possible for me.
Yeah,
but
you can go fill up on some foreign old ass people.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what a lot of niggas move here for. I mean,
what'd you say?
That's what a lot of niggas move here for. So
you said that's what a lot. In DR, right?
Y'all be a good old time for the guys.
Yo, she's seeing that shit firsthand.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Like, I live in a pretty decent neighborhood. There's a brothel at the end of my street. Like, and it says adult resort is what it says, but it's like, when I looked it up, I was like, adult resort, like, in America, that means no kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's called a brothel?
What's called? Be like, what's called?
You know, promotion. I think it's called Oasis something. Oasis Adult Resorts. I want to.
This Oasis?
Right. Oasis. Yeah. Oasis. I mean.
Oh yeah. My God!
Look at that! They signed that down. Look at that!
All right. Okay. So let me just jump straight into the topics. All right. What was your expectations for marriage before you got married?
I'm gonna be so honest with you. When I seen that question that you sent to me before, I was like, I don't even remember because this is so long ago, so many Victorias ago. I don't fucking know. I feel like my expectations were probably pretty low though, because I got married when I was like 22, something like that. So I probably didn't have super high expectations. I don't know what you even would expect as a 22-year-old. Like, right. I don't know.
Right. See, I didn't know you got married that long. Cause now that, like I said, it opened up another, you know, set of questions that I would have is like, looking back, do you feel like you made the right decision getting married that young?
It's hard to say, right? Because like, I'm not gonna say that like, oh, this person's ain't shit and da 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 da. Like, yeah. I'm not gonna say that. You do have good experiences with people regardless of how it turns out. Right, sometimes people aren't forever and that's okay.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that I regret it. Like, if I could go back and do it again, I probably would do it again. Probably.
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you real quick why did you get divorced?
Why did I get divorced?
Yeah, whose fault is it?
Damn, nigga, it gotta be somebody's fault.
That's a hard question. I'll be honest. I feel like that's a really hard question because I'm not gonna say like, oh, it's all one-sided, da 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 da, like that. Like, you know, like he divorced me, but it wasn't because like I did anything wrong. It was more like he already has somebody else, so he's trying to get me out the way, type shit. Like, you know, so it's like, okay, fine.
So no infidelity, but just like, yo, I need to get this situation.
Wait, yo, you ain't looking at her face, nigga.
Oh, never mind.
Hey. I know. I said, because they were 22 years old. I mean, you living in your prime.
I'm gonna say not for me, but I can't confirm what other people do, you know, so.
Word.
Maybe.
Let me give y'all a little, no pun intended, let me give you a little backstory on her. High school? Oh, everybody was on her bumper. Everybody was on her bumper, though. Bro. Shout out to my wife, but Queen, you know, high school, you had that select few people that was thick for no goddamn reason.
It was her. Get out of here. It was her. You're liar.
She was one of them. She was one of them. So it's like, okay, do you feel like you dated enough before you got married? Or even not even just married, because you was with him 3 years before that.
I would say absolutely not, because I met him in my freshman year in college.
Yeah.
And he was graduating that year. So, like, you know, he already did college. I didn't. I met him on my birthday, which is in February. Aquarius, shout out.
Okay. Shout out to the game.
But we met on my birthday. So, like, from then on, I guess, you know, I don't know. I fucking lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I was asking you if you felt like you dated enough, but basically it sounded like he experienced.
No. The answer is no.
Okay, so he experienced college and he locked you down before you could experience college is what it sounds like.
Damn. Like, so, and when I met him, I was like kind of dating somebody else in like a long distance relationship. There really wasn't nothing there. Like, we were friends, like, you know, first, like for like a solid year before anything had happened between us. But yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't date enough. The nigga that I was with before him, I had been dating since high school. So like, no, I didn't date enough. Like,
so you was a lover girl. Yeah.
They love me.
Okay. Talk your shit, nigga. God damn. Talk your shit. All right.
Not gonna say that.
So, butter, do you see yourself getting married still?
Yeah, that's okay. The only thing I still believe in these days.
Okay, so what's
everything else? Yeah, kids, I'm not big on kids, but wedding and the whole, I don't want to do a big, I'm not, I just want to do a beach wedding simple.
Yeah.
Just meet me. It's 5 o'clock. Meet me at this beach at this resort at this time. You make it, you make it. You don't, we'll be there. Like, and that's the type of situation I'm with. I don't care about the
wedding. You snap your finger and the wedding's over. So don't go crazy on the price.
Yeah.
Tag,
I'm telling you. No, shit ain't worth it. Not at all.
All the stress leading up to that, like, 5 seconds is ridiculous, dog. It's wild. But anyway. yeah, because she know what I'm talking about. Because it's literally like you blink and the wedding's over, but all the planning and the money.
I remember most of it. It was done. Like, it was like puff of smoke.
Yeah.
Gone. For sure. Like, you know. So, yeah.
Actually, I mean, it was a good time, but it's just like, nah, it ain't worth the amount of stress and all that extra shit that was added to it. Like, no.
Nah. Marriage is still, it's still a go. It just depends on where your king or your queen is at. That's where people kind of mess up to me in these days. We're just marrying for likes or what it looks cool, a couple goals instead of actual values and building and everything on with that. So,
right. And I had seen something earlier where it was saying, like, basically, long story short, people need to stop getting into relationships just to say they're in a relationship. Right?
Big facts.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because we all know somebody. I ain't finna get petty. But I really hate seeing that. Like, when people are in situations just to say, like, yeah, I got somebody at home. But, like, what is your somebody doing for you at home? You feel me? Like,
thank you.
Man or woman. Like,
thank you.
That shit just wild to me. So, goes into my next question for you, Queen. All right. So, when I originally approached you about coming on the podcast, it was because I think under one of your, I think a caption, I think you posted a picture with him, and then you was just like, oh, because we was on the same trip, and he said the posting was some shit like that. I was like, oh, this is some funny ass shit, because me personally, I've gone through that shit where it was a fucking shitty ass day, and then we took a picture, and it wasn't necessarily the perfect story that the picture might portray, right?
That is absolutely true, but I feel like I've always been very open to, like, talking about my shit. I don't really care, you know what I'm saying? Like, once I'm beyond the issue, it's dead to me, you know what I mean? Like, so whatever. But, like, I feel like for real, I was calling for help. I was calling for help in there, and no one seen it. Everybody just was like, oh my God, you guys are so cute. Like, but every single caption, I know y'all don't follow me on Instagram, but every single caption was wild. Like, if you go back and read it, but in the time, it's like, oh, this is nice, I guess. Like, you know, this is me trying to be nice. But in reality, they were horrible captions. Like, who says stuff like that?
Bruh, I got to read one of them. Let me find some. Nah, because she dead ass, though. I think you posted it in your close friends where you, like, pointed it out and was just like, bruh, this was a cry for help.
I would literally caption the pictures, like, we're not goals, like, stuff like that. Like,
we're not goals.
Yeah, yo, yes.
No, we're not. It's not all good in here. Like, yes. You know, but people see what they want to see. Like, so, okay. And I think, to be fair, to tell you two, that, like, we had, like, a joint Instagram together where it's like this social media kind of couple, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we had a website, an Instagram, YouTube, da da da.
You guys did a lot of traveling. I definitely peeped that, yeah.
Right. So because of that, it also kind of, like, you kind of do have to share. Like, it's, the internet's like a weird place, right? Like, you kind of have to share.
Right.
But, like, I'm not going to tell y'all that we got in an argument, you know what I'm saying, in the hotel room and we spent the last day separate, you know what I'm saying, something like that. What am I going to say? I'm not going to say that. But I can say, look at this nice picture, guys. It's not as nice as you think it is, but,
one of the captions was like, I'm not going to say his name, but such and such said he was on the trip too, so I got to post him. And then she puts, like, the rolling eye emoji and shit. I'm just like, bro. And she's right. You don't notice that.
That one is funnier. That one's even funnier because I moved out literally, like, the next day. Like, so it's like, yeah, all the internet shit is pretty fucking fake. Like, you know, you portray what you want to portray. But I did not want to post that picture. I didn't. And he was like, oh, you know, da-da-da. Like, I was on the trip, too. You barely posted me. Because I think something, I feel like women, maybe men, too, I don't really know, can feel when something is coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not
going to hit you 10,000%
by surprise.
So, for you, were you, like, already, like, mentally clocking out?
Yes and no. So when I had moved out, we had been going to couples therapy, whatever. Mm-hmm. When I had moved out, I had moved out with the intention for us to be apart for only 3 months, better ourselves and come back together. Mm-hmm. After 3 days of being apart, bro said he couldn't do that no more. So yeah, I would say that type of shit caught me by surprise. And everything that happened after, like, me moving out, I would say all of that shit caught me by surprise. The shit from before when we were married and da-da-da, that shit is married shit. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Would you say like everybody else says, marriage is tough? Would you say marriage is tough?
It's hard as fuck. But I would still get married again. I don't care.
What was the hardest part about your marriage?
So much. I probably would say expectations, I suppose. Like, I find that men, and I'm not just speaking about him in general, other exes kind of expect you, if they had a good mother figure, kind of expect you to live up to mom. So because the standard is already set, I'm not a fucking mom. And I don't love you the way that a mother is going to love you. You know what I'm saying?
You can do anything and it's okay. I love you.
You get a lot of issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, with niggas when you don't be mom.
You're not
also with women too, when you're not dad.
That's fair.
Okay.
I literally said that to one of my family members the other day. Like, I was like, you cannot find a man because you're looking for your father. Like, exactly. That doesn't.
Especially when you've had a father, and I'm only speaking for the females, who's had a father who spoiled them beyond spoil and not teach them how to kind of separate the two. Like, I'm your dad, but when you become someone's other, you shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. I think that lesson is lost because we're so like, we need to spoil our girlfriend or our daughters. We need to spoil our daughters. My daughter is going to be spoiled, but the lesson at hand should be, this is daddy spoiling you, but your husband should spoil you a different way.
It should. I mean, you know, I got a daughter on the way. I don't know how I'm going to be, but I feel like it kind of gets fucked up with guys and a girl is because I think most part fathers just reward their daughters. There's no like, oh, you did this. This is the reward. It's just like the reward is because you're my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And then when they get older, it's kind of like they look to their man. It's like, nigga, you need to be doing this because I'm your girl. Like, there's no other
right.
reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because mm-hmm. I'm holding down the house or, you know, I'm making sure that you good or making sure that, you know, this, that, and the third is just more so like, I'm your girlfriend, I'm your wife, and this is what you should be doing. Like, the shit is still earned. These titles don't mean shit to me. I ain't gonna lie. Like, shit still needs to be earned.
Definitely don't.
You know what, I'm so confused about is that I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about like the guy was basically saying how like as men need to get rid of the mindset of having women be quote unquote slaves, be cooking, cleaning, this and third, because that's a, you know, 1900 century mindset. And in back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, if that's a 1900 century mindset to become a woman, to basically hold down the house in a sense, right, to clean, cook, and I'm not saying that men shouldn't do it either, but there are ideologies that men and women should carry. Well, why is it that 1900s men were supporting women and still to this day no one talks about men shouldn't be paying for everything, right? Why does that ideology still stay for men but change for women? That's my challenge as far as mentally goes, because a lot of times we live nowadays in a place, in a space where people are saying women should not have to cook, women should not have to clean, but men should always have to pay, because men always had to pay when they were back in the day supporting family. That ideology never changed. So a part of me is kind of confused in a sense, like where's it going?
Do what works for
you. I can give you a reason.
That's a fact. Everybody's different, but with the world that we live in now, it's like, for some reason, the woman's like, we don't have to cook, we don't have to clean. Y'all supposed to, like you said, y'all supposed to continue to still pay and do this. But for some reason, the whole, everything about a woman changes, but nothing about the man leading and all that doesn't supposed to change. And you're absolutely right. That's, it's completely wrong. What it was back then is what it is now. What it should have, but this is the thing, when you have City Girls and you have the Megans and everybody pumping, this is what you're supposed to do, and social media ruling the world, that's what everybody's just going to go by. And now when you say something like that, oh, you old school, you traditional, what is that? Like, you want some 1800 shit. And it's not even...
Mm-mm. That shit just blew the fuck out.
That's the internet.
Why is DR's internet better than California's? That don't even make no damn sense.
The funny part is, I usually complain about it, so I'm so surprised that it's holding enough for this conversation. Now, but to answer your question, I think that the difference is between like the old school way of thinking and like whatever is that like the woman in the household now is holding a lot more hats than she's ever held. You know? Can you hear me? No?
Yeah, nah, I hear you. I don't think Butter can hear you.
I feel like the woman that's in the house is now holding so many more hats, right? Because, like, okay, they want the men to provide blah, 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 right? And you're saying that that hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. The thing that has changed for women, though, is that, like, we're out getting jobs, we're out doing all this stuff. So for me to still have to come home and cook and clean and be the main provider for the children, right, that shit is fucking tiring. You don't want to do it as a man, you know? So why should the woman have to come home and do all that shit too? Just because that's what the archaic thing is.
I think these days, man, we literally living in a time where motherfuckers just complaining about everything just to complain. Like, because people see shit on the internet and they just run with it. It's like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. Like, okay, I want my woman to have her own money, but then I'm mad because she's not at home because she's out making her own money. It's just like...
It's the same way with men, though.
Nobody's going to be satisfied.
I want my man to make a bunch of money, but I don't like the fact that he's never really home.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a while, but like, and I know it's because like I've been at home in the States and I've been to other countries, right? Oh, you can't hear me?
Hold on. Technical difficulty. Give me a second.
For real.
All right, we back. All right. All right, so I like what you were saying. Go ahead, Queen. Go ahead and finish what you were saying.
I was just saying that being middle class is where it's at, no matter where you're from in the world. Like, if you're too poor, you don't have time for your kids, you don't have time for your family, your wife's going to be upset, right? Like, your family's going to be mad at you for going out to working all the time, but you're still poor. Mm-hmm. And if you're too rich, you're also working all the fucking time to keep that bread, right? Like, so your family's going to be mad at you for working too much and like would be like, oh, the money doesn't matter. Like, you know, that type of conversation. People that are in the middle class, no matter where you're from, are like raise the best kids, have the best families, have whatever, because like they have a little bit of disposable income, but not so much where they're wilding out. Like, you know, like, but I have just enough where I'm still home on the weekends. I'm still home for dinner. Yeah. I'm still home for the moments that matter. You know, and poor people and rich people are unable to make the moments that matter, no matter what. So it's kind of hard, you know, like the expectations are hard.
You know what? I completely agree with it. I completely agree. Hold on. All right. Yeah, I completely agree with it because it definitely makes sense. And I never looked at it like that before. That definitely makes sense because like, okay, you got rich white. Oh, I was about to say white people. Rich people. It makes I'm fucking up. It's the cup. It's the cup. But that's a valid ass point. Either you're too busy because you gotta make way all this money, or you're too poor, so then you're always gone. Damn, that's lit. I like that. That's a great way of thinking, to be honest.
So don't strive for being top nigga.
I mean, it could be 50-50 because if you rich, if you got systems in place, you can have your money.
There we go. But anyways, I see what you're saying. If you were rich and you got systems in place, you could go someplace and
nah, she's right.
And your systems take care of what needs to be done.
She's right. But it's like kind of like, okay, if something is your baby, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to hand the reins of that over anybody else easily. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Especially somebody who built them shit up from the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody that didn't come from money, somebody that built their shit to be with money, they're not going to release those reins for somebody else to do it because they're going to get frustrated and be like, I can do this shit myself.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you don't have the people in place and you're still not home with your family. Like, you know, absolutely. So it's like, it's shit either way.
Like if I were to open my own clinic, right? My own clinic or two, I would have to legitimately have a person or a clinic manager that I trust to run down everything so that we don't get shut down. So that's, you know, it's hard to do that, you know, and still maintain family and still do this unless my clinic opens at a certain time, closes at a certain time, and I'm still able to move around. So it can go both ways. It depends on what you have that's bringing you income.
Right. So I've done this episode before with a dude. I tried to get the aspect of, you know, the guy's point of view. That was a pretty trash episode, I'm not going to lie.
right now.
No, this is definitely better, way better. So this is my next question for you, right? As a woman, what do you think the pressure was that you came into the marriage with? Like, what expectation you felt like he put on you that was like a pressure? It wasn't like something you just like willingly was just cool with.
I'm really bad at cleaning. I don't clean. I'm just not.
You got a whole maid now. You lit.
around the house, right? I can definitely say, like, for that aspect of it, like, because I cooked and stuff like that in the beginning. But cleaning just, never was my thing. Like, I've always just never cleaned. And so that was a real tension in the beginning because, like, now that we've moved into a single space, like, you know, when we were in our separate spaces, he didn't get fucked up. My shit was dirty or like whatever.
Cause he could
leave.
But
then now we're in a space together. That's just going to drive you insane. Like just little shit of me, like taking off my clothes by the door and leaving them. Like,
oh yeah.
In reality, I wasn't seeing the mess. So like, I can say that for me, that is definitely was a hard point. But that got relieved when we moved abroad because then we can afford a maid, right? So then this is no longer a problem. Yes, there are going to be other problems that are going to arise, but what is the main problem is not a problem anymore because I have someone to do that job for me now. So, like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know one thing that drove me crazy in the beginning of moving in or moving together with my wife was fucking hair, just random places they pop up. Pop up on your toothbrush, pop up on your fucking clothes. Like, we had to get a RoboVac because I was just getting tired of this shit, bro. Like, that shit drives me crazy.
Are you upset that your wife has a full hair of head of hair?
Nah, I have no issue with that. I have an issue with them hairs.
Now, let's be honest. Some of that hair comes off of that wig now.
Yeah. Come on. Big facts. Off that wig.
No, I do that.
Y'all do this shit. Y'all be fucking with y'all hair, just pulling shit and shit. All this little fucking strands coming out.
Take the motherfucker off and
But that's why I never understood why, like, our grandparents said, like, ain't no shacking up before you get married. I'm shacking the fuck up. Yeah. I need to know how you live, what's your farts, when you go to the bathroom, I need to know all of that before we cross this line because I don't know what you might be.
Apparently, I fart in my sleep, so that's one thing. And my wife's fart is leaking.
You gotta find out. You gotta find those things.
I think while she was pregnant, I think she farted one night, bro. That shit woke me up out of my sleep, bro. That shit was so goddamn stank. That shit was lethal. Lethal. Anyway, I'm sorry. That shit just triggered me. I just had a fucking. I feel like I can smell it again. That shit was bad, bro.
See, those are the things you gotta know. I gotta know them things.
That's a fact. Cause I don't know, man. The people back in the day, man, they just went off of fucking hope and, you know, well wishes.
You know what it is that they settled for certain shit.
This is true.
That's another one.
You know, it's like for instance, like I'm gonna touch back on what you guys were saying earlier as women. Back in the day, women didn't have their own money or women didn't have this. So certain
they had the freedom to do what they wanted.
they kind of just ate it because of the simple fact that, look, listen, he's paying all the bills in December 3rd. Let me just go ahead and shut the fuck up and let me get what I need to do and get these coins and do what I need to do. Well, women got their own money now. So it's a little different.
You ain't got to do that. They're
not
going
to shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just they settled with a lot of things. And I think settling, it's a good thing and a bad thing, right? Sometimes I think our generation, we've learned to not settle for certain shit that we need to settle for, right? And it's just like a good and bad. Like, you know, yeah, you learn that you shouldn't take certain behaviors, but there's certain behaviors like you can shut the fuck up and keep it moving. But instead, we treat it like a buffet. I ain't really like this shit. Let me ride. You know? So
shit, I think that's
the downfall to a lot of things.
Nah, fuck that. When I first got single, shit, motherfucker do anything stupid. All right, I'll catch you later. Hell yeah. Nigga, I ain't getting younger. I'm not against people just cutting this short, bro. Like, why waste time on some shit you know is not going to change? Especially when you older. Like, when you meet people in their 30s, this is who the fuck they are. There's no room for a drastic growth.
Thank you.
It depends on what the fuck it is, I feel like, but you know.
I remember back in college, this is off the subject. I remember back in college, this girl I was talking to, whatever the case may be, she came over and she bent over. You know how sometimes girls bend over, you can see their panties, and she had a hole in her thong. I stopped talking to her because of that.
I can respect that.
Shit, college.
In college,
I'm fucking.
I got too much panties to have holes in them.
Panties are $2 if you really need it. It's $2.
Yeah. It could have been laundry day. It could have been laundry day.
That was the younger me. When you were broke. I'm on a podcast.
That was the younger me. And you, also too,
you could have bypassed your wife because it was laundry day. Ain't that some shit? That's crazy.
Yeah, you crazy. You know, it is what it is. But yeah, that was younger me. But that goes to show you that I didn't settle for the littlest shit because I knew in back of my mind, like I could talk to a girl that got thousands of panties. Why are you walking around with Victoria's Secret's holies? You know. So at the end of the day, that was my mindset. That was my young mindset.
You don't know.
I think that like sometimes when people are what you think is petty is like a clue to bigger issues, right? So if you said, okay, I don't like this girl for her panties and that was the reason, yes. But like the bigger reason might be like, oh, this bitch might be bummy. You know what I'm saying? I can't take her out in public because she could be wearing holy ass clothes, you know? So like, I think that, but sometimes people focus on like what the petty is instead of like what the bigger issue is, you know? Like, so that's what it is.
It might have been. I don't remember, but I don't do that no more.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to deal with this one girl. This one girl used to be quick to like block me. Mind you, we ain't had no title. We just, you know, kicking it or whatever. But she would be quick to block me. I could not take her serious because I'm like, bro, you just emotionally unstable. Like, nigga, I didn't text you back within 5 minutes and you block my ass? Like, what kind of shit is that? Hey, nah.
I don't block anybody. You could keep contacting me. I'm just never going to respond. Yeah, it's funnier to me to keep seeing the messages pile up.
I've never blocked anybody either, but sometimes I won't save your number. So I don't know who you are.
Numbers anymore.
You said what?
I said I don't save numbers anymore.
This is my dog in her player stage right now.
She outside.
Yo, she I ain't outside. Even mad at. Which goes into my
she's
next.
Outside.
My next question.
That's a bad different country outside. Like I respect this.
What is life? Listen, what is life?
I only started for real dating when I came to the States in February. Okay, like so. Even though I was divorced in 2020. I immediately got in another relationship like a month to 2 months after.
You gotta chill.
I call being married jail. So I literally got out of jail and got right back in jail immediately.
She went to the halfway house.
Almost a year. So I have not actually been single. Like, yeah, I got divorced in 2020, but I haven't really been single but these last 8 months in reality. Like,
did you go through a whole phase yet?
I would say I'm at the whole phase, but I'm not very good.
She had the door. She's knocking.
Honestly, I'm not a good hoe. That's the problem.
No, you ain't got to be like a ho-ho. I mean, you can just be like a little sprinkle hoe.
I want to be a good hoe, but I'm not good at it. I'm just not. And I swear to God, I'm not saying this to be cocky, and I don't want it to come across as cocky, but like, because I've been married, I act like a married person, right? Like in any relationship, whether I'm showing you 1 or 2% of love, it probably feels like love you've never received before because you've never been married, right? That's just the way I show love, and I show love unconditionally to everyone. People, unfortunately, get very attached to that very fast. And I don't be attached back. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the issue.
Aquarius.
Like,
so you sound like you make it their problem, but it's really you.
No, it's not. She's an Aquarius. It's them. It's never us. It's them.
Conditional love.
It's never the Aquarius. It's never the Aquarius.
Time out. You can't show everybody the unconditional love. I barely show.
No, you don't understand.
I get what she's saying though.
Less than 1%. Like, and it's even crazier is that I warn every single nigga who talks to me, listen, I'm gonna let you know right now, I'm not gonna be emotionally invested in this as you are. And niggas always say the same shit. Oh, nah, no bitch ever, blah, blah, blah. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
She ain't lying.
Then, weeks go by and you're in love and I'm just like.
I told you, nigga.
I literally warned you. So like I.
She's not wrong.
I get it.
As a fellow Aquarius, I don't think that she's necessarily doing anything above and beyond, but in my experience, I've dealt with women in the past that where they're just used to a certain type of thing, and it's not necessarily a good thing. And then here you are, you as a person, what you're doing is just like, yo, this is normal. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. But for them, it's just like, oh my God, like, what are you doing tomorrow? You trying to get married tomorrow? Like. Yeah,
and that's unfortunate for everyone. It's annoying to me even. And that's the reason why I wasn't dating like until a couple months ago because of that right there. The niggas get attached too quick and I can't get rid of them. So I don't want to. And so
You toxic. You said I don't want to.
I just won't date you, so that won't happen.
But you let them know because based off of your story today, you basically let these niggas know like, hey, motherfucker, I'm like, you not the only nigga. I got a list.
and they know and think that they can maybe be at the top.
They do. I ain't gonna lie. As a man, that if you tell me that as a man, it's gonna do one or two things. It's never an in between. It's either I'm finna be like, all right, I'm straight on you, or it's gonna be like, well, fuck it, let me accept this challenge.
I think most of them try to accept.
I always accept the challenge until I don't want the challenge anymore.
That's stupid.
Why do that to yourself?
I'm a very competitive person.
Trying to help you.
Nah, you don't. You don't help me. I help myself into the situation. I help myself out of the situation. But I don't. I don't like when someone say I can't do something or I'm incapable of doing something. I'm gonna show you.
That's a bad trait. I mean, I did too, but I think, okay. I'm not gonna say that I'm not like completely not toxic and da 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 da. I would never pretend that like I'm not playing my own role in the shenanigans, right? Mm-hmm. But I told you about the shenanigans before they started. You chose to strap in and be a part of the shenanigans. Why do that? Like, because I clearly was like, hey, you can go. Here's the door.
I can't speak for everyone else, but I find the shenanigans fun because I have my own pair of shenanigans. So it's your shenanigans versus my shenanigans, and let's see who's the better winner.
I guess.
And what if she's right? What if she's right, and now you open like a token, and she tried to tell you?
And then she walks away as a winner.
Why do you want to do that to yourself?
I want to be a winner. I'm not asking to be a winner. I don't want to be a winner.
She's not trying to be the prize. Listen, she's chilling.
I literally said I was not dating for almost a full year because I don't want to be the winner. That's what I mean. I don't. It's not fun for me. It's not fun. I don't want to be a part. I don't even want to participate. Like, you know, but, you know, I'm in a new city now. I have no friends because it's not like I don't have a job. So, like, the only way to make friends is like, okay, let me get on Tinder. Mm. It's not, and I tell those niggas on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm literally not looking for you to marry me. Please don't fall in love with me. I literally use the exact words. I'm not even paraphrasing. Please don't fall in love with me. Please don't like make big decisions in your life because of me. Because at the end of the day, if I'm uncomfortable, I will go.
Bro, so, she had a nigga ready to move.
I wish it was more people like you.
You said what?
I said I wish it was more people like her.
He just want to be a hoe in peace.
She's preaching. She's preaching.
I like the challenges.
No, don't.
It's not
don't,
about no, challenges.
No, don't do that.
This nigga's missing the whole message.
Exactly. Don't do that.
It's about listening.
Don't do that.
Active listening, nigga. Active listening.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to change my whole entire life for you.
But no, listen. She's literally is just a flip
How
thing.
How do you know that?
But they do, and that's the problem.
How you know that? That's the thing. How do you know that? Like, you, I've literally told people to the point, like, we could be in a situation, I'm holding panties, saying no, no, no. And then still, if you want to continue to go in for the kill, then I'm going to let you go ahead, and now you can enjoy the ride. And I told you, but nobody want to listen. So why?
Damn. You and your Wi-Fi is ass.
She's right. She's right. Because I feel like women that know that whatever it is that is pulling these people in, they know what that's like and they probably don't want it. Like, you know, like, so the same way she's telling you, I'm telling you, don't do it.
Niggas love toxic shit, man. Let's keep it a buck. Niggas love toxic shit. Women love toxic shit too. Women live for the, I'm going to change that nigga. Because you can go into a situation and tell a woman straight up, like, listen, this is where I'm at. I'm not ready for a relationship. The only person in my life that has ever respected me saying some shit like that was my wife. And she is now my wife because she respected the shit. There was no pressure. There was no, I'm finna change this nigga. She was just, you know, on some, like, Queen Vic shit. Like, I'm gonna do my womanly, like, things. You feel me? And that's just who I am. And a real nigga either gonna see it and respect it or fuck it up. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to switch up.
Niggas have literally told me, like, since I've been dating, and I've been on an excessive amount of dates. Not necessarily that I was fucking these niggas, but I've been on an excessive amount of dates because America is a fucking crazy place and just insane. But, like, niggas have literally told me, I don't want to be with you because I'm not ready for a wife. Cool. That's cool. Okay. There's no problem. But, like, I think there's a lot of breakdown when the communication is, like, as you can see, I'm going to give you the communication. But if you're not receiving what I'm saying, explicitly what I'm saying, like, you're going to fall in a trap. Don't fall in the trap. That's on you. Because I told you on the trap.
She gave you the warning. She gave you the warning. Niggas just like, nah. But see, we're... Niggas is going to be niggas. Bro, that's all I can say. There's no other way to say it, bro. Like, if a woman was, let's keep it a buck. If a woman was unattractive and she's saying these things, niggas is gonna listen a little more.
You're right. As a matter of fact,
If
women that are unattractive saying the things that you're like, yo, listen, I'm not trying to da-da-da-da-da. Like, niggas are just gonna be like, all right, cool. But niggas, when they see attraction, they don't think about the words that are coming out of your mouth, like, at all. They not hearing, like, oh, yeah, I killed the last nigga I was with. Oh, where? Yeah, where you trying to go eat? Like, niggas don't hear that shit. They just see attraction.
And I don't say, I want to be clear. I also don't just say it out loud. I literally text these niggas this, like.
So they can see it visually.
I literally text a nigga and said, stop fucking playing with me. I will ruin your fucking life. And I'm not kidding.
See, that's foreplay.
I like that.
That's foreplay for a nigga like that. That nigga right there.
I like that.
That's foreplay for his ass. This nigga.
Amazing.
You going to ruin my life? Ruin it.
I'm not supposed to warn niggas. I'm just supposed to let them experience.
No.
It's so refreshing. This is so refreshing right now.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm one of them niggas too. If you tell me you gonna ruin my life, I'm like, hey, where I signed up at? Like, yeah.
The niggas who are left in the dust can write you reviews. I'm still in contact with 90% of the niggas that I used to fuck with, and they can let you know. Don't fucking do it. Yeah. But I'm trying to think.
Do I feel like that about anybody? Nah, I've dealt with a girl that was a man eater, but I know how to deal with her. So it was like, it didn't really affect me how it affected other niggas. Like, she had niggas in the fetal position.
That shit is fun to me. Like, I can match the energy. So
the motherfucker blow up your car, like, waiting to exhale, nigga. All right.
That's why we have insurance. It's $500.
Deductible.
But I'm not, you know what it is? I'm not crazy. And you probably know this as an Aquarius. We're very nonchalant. Like, mm-hmm. You know? And I think that nonchalantness.
They don't take you serious.
It comes across as fake. No, yeah. When I say I don't give a fuck, I mean that shit. I'm not telling you that to like be nice or like whatever. I genuinely do not give a fuck. This is not going to be a blip in my brain for more than 5 minutes. But people think it's like either you're joking or like, you know, you're not being serious. Nah.
All right. So dating wise, do you even have specifics right now? Are you just like, you know, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of flavor I like, or do I like them tall? Do I like them chubby? Do I like them skinny? Like, what's going on right now? How's the dating scene looking for you? 8 months removed from a relationship.
I'm not picky, but I think it's more so because I don't have the ability to be picky. Like, there's not a lot of Black men that live abroad. That's one. Like Black American men that live abroad. And so if my dating pool is only 3 niggas,
okay,
I kind of don't really have a choice but to date other niggas. Like, you know, like, so it's like, okay, whatever. I have not been on a date with a Dominican dude since I've been here, though, because they're kind of, I don't want to say they're racist, but, you know, they kind of, they don't fuck with dark skin. That's what I'm going to say. They don't fuck with dark skin.
They racist. So.
They racist.
Yeah.
They
don't.
They racist.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Cadet, but the Haitians are also on the same shit.
What you mean?
Well, I know that.
Wait, what you mean you know that,
I've been
kid?
To DR.
Nah, you talking about the Haitians. What do you mean, Queen?
They're also on the same shit. Like, oh, either you're too dark or like whatever. A nigga matched with me that was Haitian, but like Haitian from America and moved back here. He asked me if I was Haitian. I said, yeah, I've stopped saying that I'm Haitian since I've been here because everybody has told me that I'm not. So whatever. I said,
wait, you Haitian?
Yeah, I am half. My father's Haitian.
I did not know that. Oh shit. All right, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. All right, cool.
I'm just kidding. I fucking forgot what I was going to say. Oh, he said to me, he literally matched with me. He said, oh, you know, do you speak Creole? Or are you Haitian?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, half. He said, do you speak Creole? I said, no. He literally wrote back and was like,
you're not Haitian.
Well, damn, I can't bring you home to mom's then, so I'm just going to go ahead and unmatch. And literally unmatched.
What the fuck? Wow. Yeah.
Cool.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's funny. That's wild as shit.
That's wild.
That's wild.
The Haitian niggas don't want me. The Dominican niggas do not want me. So, like, my options are what, the 5, 10, 15 maybe American niggas that are here or the white niggas that are coming. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Yeah, and I see you on a date with the white boy. I don't know where y'all ended up, but my nigga, keep you a blade on you, bro, because these motherfuckers be on some dumber shit. You feel me? Like, no.
Oh, I can fight. I fight niggas. I don't care.
Okay, like, bet. You sound like a butler.
I'm not worried about my safety in that way. I'm not worried about my safety in that way.
Okay, I bet, because butters, I seen her hit a heavy bag, and yeah, probably should stay on her good side. damn, I'm surprised at the Haitian niggas. I don't even know what Haitian. Honestly speaking, like, I'm Haitian, but I'm a Haitian nigga born in the U.S. and there is a big fucking difference. Like, Haitians born in Haiti, bro, they're fucking disgusting. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe not all of them. Maybe not all of them, but a high percentage of them. You know me, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I'm gonna say this shit to their face.
Disgusting how? Like,
disgusting as disgusting, no, disgusting like, as disgusting. In like sexual, like sexually disgusting ass niggas. Like, a lot of times, them Haitians that were born in Haiti, bro, like, it don't matter who you are, you have a vagina and they're trying to fuck.
Oh,
like,
right.
The shit right, is right, nasty, yeah. bro.
That's not what's happening presently yeah. in this country. They do not care.
Oh, hey, I mean, you better stay on DRs, like, because Haiti is acting up over there. Boy, I don't know if that shit touching the DR, but yeah. Nah, DR don't really fuck with Haitians either, though. That's the crazy
they
part.
They don't.
Niggas is
but
a hop.
That's what it is. Like, well, they, you know, they want lighter to, you know, right. be lighter people. Right, right,
they right. want lighter.
They hate their own dark DR, Dominicans, though.
When I went to DR at the hotel, they have all the light ones working the front of the register. And they have all the cleaners, yep. the everything working the back, working the you know, the basically the lighter faces are the ones that greet you. The darker mm-hmm. ones are the ones that are yep. cleaning up, the yep. ones that are the maids and things of that nature.
I mean, but that's, I'm not going to lie, that's everywhere in every country. Yeah. Like, everybody's living up to a white standard of beauty, and they do that everywhere. Everywhere bleaches their skin. Everywhere does, like, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like Americans are the few, like, Black Americans, it's not normal for us to bleach our skin, yeah. like, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Caribbean Black people bleach their skin.
You go to
African
Jamaica.
Black people bleach their skin.
Jamaica, they be light-skinned with some dark-ass knuckles. Boop, boop, boop. Shout out to the Jamaicans that be bleaching.
You seen the white Sammy
Sosa? You said white Sammy. Oh, yeah, Sosa.
Yeah, Sammy look crazy.
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 What?
Love thyself.
I think the thing that they don't tell you about lightening your skin is, like, when you do it, you have to keep doing it. And that shit is not cheap. Because your skin is your skin. It's going to fucking grow
back. It's
going to
come back.
Black.
Yeah.
You're
black. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So sure. It's a waste of time to even do it. Because... Unless you're gonna keep it up for the rest of your life, like
Sammy Sosa got money though, so
for now.
And that shit look disgusting. And he got money. Imagine a nigga that don't got money doing that shit.
Vybz Kartel, I think, did it too.
Yeah, he gross. Did. Another Jamaican. Shout out to the Jamaicans.
Oh
again.
Yes, he definitely did it. Looks crazy.
I'm taking shots at Jamaicans tonight. Fuck it, yo, y'all niggas need to stop bleaching over there, bro.
You taking shots at everybody.
Y'all niggas fuck it out, yo. Shout out to the Jewish community too, man. Y'all niggas tripping.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, don't mind me. I'm just talking shit. I ain't even say why they tripping so they can't get mad. Shit. I just say y'all tripping. If y'all ain't tripping, then we ain't tripping, right? All right. Butter B.
Yeah.
What? Okay. Butter, as a single woman right now, right? What would you ask Queen? Like, if you had one particular question that you felt like would benefit you in the future with hubby, what would you ask her as a woman to woman?
Is Frozen?
Is she here?
Or what would I ask? Oh.
Nah, I hear you. Go ahead.
You're here.
Okay. I would ask... It's really hard. I don't come think of it. I don't know. That's as crazy as I sound. I don't know what I would ask. I don't know. Because I think I've been single.
You can ask me later. It's fine.
No. But it's like, I've been single for so long and I have so many married people around me or girls that's been in long situations, learning from them, family and all that. It's like, Lord, it feels like I got the whole essay, the resume and all. So whenever I am ready to date with intention, I would. But right now, I'm not even dating intention for anything right now. I'm just enjoying me and myself. And
butter,
my life,
yeah,
so.
Butter's low-key like you.
That's how you should.
She's in here enjoying herself. Doesn't like, she's traveling, you feel me? She lit. Everybody lit right now. That's a woman. Oh, I'm the only nigga married.
Are you not lit? Like,
I miss traveling. I miss traveling. You know, I have a baby on the way, so you know, gotta save for that shit.
You have a little baby moon. You should do.
Yeah. In February.
Oh yeah, baby moon.
Yeah, I heard about that baby moon shit, and then I heard about a baby shower price tag. So yeah, fuck a baby moon. she's due in February.
A February baby moon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she about to be an Aquarius. It's lit. It's bad for my wife.
Oh no is the word. Oh no.
We're gonna be best friends. We're gonna understand each other. You feel me? But my wife, y'all pray for her because it's gonna be bad for her. I ain't gonna lie.
It's gonna be bad.
Oh, Cass.
That's unfortunate.
Oh,
her.
Oh well.
Oh god. She's gonna be right. Sis gonna be
February. What you say?
February what? The due date.
So there's a Haitian superstition, you're not supposed to say the actual date. So I'm just
okay. Gonna, you don't have to tell me then. Yeah. Don't go across
the wall. Oh, copy.
Yeah, some weird.
I was literally watching a YouTube video about Haitian superstitions because I feel like, okay, yes, I'm Haitian, but I didn't grow up in Haitian culture.
Right.
And so I don't want to accident. I know they have a lot of superstitions, and I don't know most of them.
What? Ain't none that would be harmful or anything like that.
Yeah, none of it's harmful.
Yeah, nothing that would be like, oh my God, you need to get out of my house because you just, I don't think anything
right,
like that. Yeah.
Right.
No, not like that. It's just kind of like, I don't want to be rude and doing things that you deem inappropriate. You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, y'all gonna be I mean, the superstition is more so for internal family. Like, if you've done it outside, there's nothing that you can do that would offend a Haitian household or coming into a Haitian home.
Yes, there is. You tripping the fuck?
As far as what, the superstition stuff?
It ain't no superstition shit, yeah. But there's definitely some disrespectful shit you
no,
can
no,
do.
No. I'm talking about just the superstitious stuff alone. Not like yeah, the other shit.
Supposedly, yeah, my wife having heartburn, so the baby's supposed to have hella long hair. We'll see.
A lot of hair.
I had a lot of hair as a baby, and my wife did too. So we'll see what happens.
But that's a black superstition though. Like, we also think that as well.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
See, I ain't know that. Hey,
a lot of the things that were the superstitions that I watched on YouTube were very similar to black American ones, but we all came from the same place. So that's just different boat stops. So that's probably
we like to argue that shit a lot, and it's unnecessary argument. We still black to the KKK. It don't matter which race, like which background it is. That's a nigger. what I was about to say. Hey, the spaghetti thing, is that a superstition in like the black community? Like, don't eat spaghetti from
That's y'all.
That's us?
No, that's all you. That's y'all. Okay, well, I definitely heard that.
You heard that? Don't eat spaghetti from a woman.
No.
Don't eat spaghetti from a black or from a woman because she'll like use her period blood in it and make you fall in love.
I heard that.
Nah.
Yeah, she was.
I've heard that from niggas who were like,
I heard that from only my.
They wouldn't eat my food. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they didn't want me to cook for them because of that reason.
Yeah, I remember this one Jamaican chick ain't want to let me eat the pussy because she's like, nah, you gonna. No, they're gonna fall in love. I'm like, bitch.
What the fuck?
Bitch, I'm freaky. I like eating pussy. What? You tripping. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Bro, I never ate her pussy. That's, yeah.
That's.
She thought you were gonna fall in love, or
So it was a superstition. Like, if a man eats your pussy, like they're gonna fall in love with you, or some shit.
I've never heard that.
Where was she from?
She was Jamaican.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I never heard that shit either.
Never heard that one before.
Never.
Someone probably bit her clip.
Well, fall in love, King. Go ahead, do the thing you need to do. Nah, are you done?
What? I dare her to tell me that.
What you gonna do? Like, you sound like a whole rapist, nigga. I'm finna take that pussy, bitch. What the fuck?
Let me take that chance.
Oh, you wanna fall in love. I bet. All right, so ending the pod, guys. So this is the time I give guests, you know, an opportunity to plug whatever they got going on, whether it be your personal social media, someone's business, your business, whatever. So I'm gonna let you see how it goes, and then you do your thing. So Butter, thank you for coming on again. What you plugging, bro?
You already know. You already know. It's your girl, Big Body Butter, on Instagram. Big_body_butter. Motivation, wellness, living life to the fullest. We have one life to live.
All that, but the internet is trash.
Yeah, yeah.
So with that being said,
ass-tastic.
Yours is next.
Ass nuggets.
Damn. Let her finish.
Okay.
Yo, I'm gonna plug your Instagram in the description.
Man, it was a great intro. It was amazing.
At least they got your tag.
It's so very good.
That's all that matters.
Right.
I don't really know what to say about that though.
If you want them to follow you on Instagram,
just give them your tag, your IG tag.
If you want to, that's on you.
If you want to.
Okay. Am I supposed to do it the same way she did it?
Whatever your soul asks.
I'm really good. I just want to copy it. Okay. It's your girl, Queen Vic. You can follow me on Instagram, KWEENVICCC. That is my Instagram on there. That's actually my thing for everything. If you want to follow me on YouTube, Tinder, Bumble, oh. I do have it on Tinder too. I'm not okay. Kidding. Hey. And and yeah, holla at me.
All right. Well, kid.
KIDDG_KIDDG_ That's it.
Yeah, y'all follow the Kennel Talk page. Kennel Talk _ podcast. Yeah. I don't think I'll plug my shit in a very long time. It ain't finna happen. All right. Yeah, if you see it, you see it. But as always, your boy Cadet the Bow-Legged Assassin.
And your boy DJ Kid G.
Y'all be safe out here, man. Stop getting shot. All right. Turn me up. Yeah. Cody, turn me up. Got a fur on a Tampa, got me burning up. Shorty said she graduated, she ain't learning enough. Play the album track one, K, I heard enough. Girl, to drop it downstairs, better hurry up. Savage got a new stick, you wanna dirty up. Touchdown to NY, tear the Mercer up. Hey, Bo take a shades with the great sense. Introduce me to a nigga, yeah, it makes sense. Gotta put her on the team, got a great bench. Linking with the ops, bitch, I did that shit for Jay Prince. Bitch, I did it for the Maltese. Feel like 17, two purse, frog eyes. And I never been the one to go apologize. Me, I'd rather hit him up one more.